This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here we are in the middle of the week, and we're in the middle of a great passage of Scripture, the farewell discourse of Jesus in John chapter 14 to 16, as Jesus is talking to the disciples about living life without him once he's gone from them in the world. And that's exactly where we find ourselves. And so the truths he's giving them are so important for us as well. He says in John 16, verse 12, "I have many more things to say to you." You can just imagine, as Jesus is trying to cram all these important things into the disciples' minds that they're going to need to know when he's gone, he's thinking of all of this stuff that he needs to impart to them. And he says, "I have so many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now." Maybe they're feeling so emotional. He's already said, "Sorrow has filled your hearts as I'm telling you I'm leaving." Maybe that's why they can't bear them. They can't take in anymore because they're so focused on his departure. Or maybe he's just given them so much all at once. It's like drinking from a fire hose and they can't digest anymore. He's given them what he can give them at this time. "I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of Truth, comes," he's been talking to them throughout this teaching time about the fact that when he goes, he's going to send the Holy Spirit who will live within them and be to them what he had been to them, but on a much more meaningful level. He says, "When he, the Spirit of Truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and shall disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he, the Holy Spirit, takes of mine and will disclose it to you." Well, here's this beautiful relationship Jesus has had with the Father, that as Jesus has lived life on earth as a man, the Father has revealed his heart to Jesus through the Holy Spirit. The Father has been showing Jesus what he is saying, and that's what Jesus has said. The Father has shown Jesus what he is doing, and that's what Jesus has done. And now Jesus says to the disciples, "You, as you live life on earth, will have the same relationship with me that I have had with the Father. I will disclose myself to you through the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will take what is mine and will disclose it to you. And so you're going to know what I am wanting to say into a situation, and that's what you'll say. You'll know what I am doing in your life, and that's what you will do. My life carried out through you in this world." It's a beautiful relationship, not of being dominated by Jesus Christ, but rather of walking in this beautiful relationship with him. A healthy, loving relationship where I invite him to live in and through me. That's what he wants to do in you. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit into your life. Can you say to the Lord Jesus, even right now, "Lord Jesus, I want to know what you're doing because that's what I want to do. I want to know what you're saying because that's what I want to say." How different that is from our typical approach to prayer, where we come and we say, "Jesus, this is what I want you to do. This is what I want to say. Would you please bless it?" No. The real way of living the Christian life is to invite him to live his life, his priorities, his agenda, in and through you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.